Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Michael.
You've chosen a poem from JAMA Internal Medicine that we're about to talk about this week. It is a great poem in the sense that it is going to be a game changer, I think, mostly for patients. I ask our listeners, how many times have they sent patients home only to ask them to return at a future date early in the morning so that they could get a fasting lipid level? And not only is it inconvenient for the patient who needs to travel back to your office, park, maybe get a babysitter, get their blood drawn perhaps a second time, but skipping breakfast can be a drag for a lot of people. So you've got a poem here that attempts to answer the question, are fasted lipid levels more predictive of cardiovascular outcomes than non-fasting lipid levels? And boy, would it be nice to do this in the office and not have to have the patients come back. And many of those patients never do come back for their blood. So what did they find, Mark?
Yeah, I just had a friend and they said their doctor refused to do a lipid level because they'd had a cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, like that.
So it's like 11:30 in the morning. They're like, I skip breakfast. I have to have coffee. I'm going to die without coffee.
Right.
And so, my advice to them was next time to lie. Have breakfast, but lie about it. And I think that may be my conclusion here. So yeah, this was a study. They were using data from a large, it's called the Anglo-Scandinavian Cardiac Outcomes Trial. And there were 8,270 patients enrolled in a clinical trial of cholesterol-lowering drugs. The patients were adults, 40 to 79. They all had hypertension. They all had untreated lipids. They had a total cholesterol that was less than 250. And they all had additional cardiovascular risk disease factors. This was kind of a multi-component trial. The researchers got non-fasting and fasting lipid levels about 4 weeks apart during the baseline pre-intervention part of the trial, kind of the run-in period. The average fasting and non-fasting total cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol were basically identical. Triglycerides were a little higher by about 25 milligrams in the non-fasting patients. The hazard ratios, and this is a really important part, which is the predictive value of these lipids in terms of predicting cardiac events, major coronary events over the next 3+ years, were similar between the fasting and the non-fasting cholesterol levels. Results were similar for patients with and without previous cardiovascular disease and in those who were treated or untreated for lipids. So guidelines are actually starting to now recommend checking lipid levels in non-fasting patients. And there have been a series of articles also in JAMA Internal Medicine looking at this. And basically every time they look at it, the conclusion is non-fasting is as good and in some ways more predictive than fasting. It's easier to get, like you said, it's just a lot easier for our patients.
This is great news. There ought to be a study now to show how long it takes clinicians to be aware of this. And we'll be looking at 10 and 20 years, and your friend's doctor is still going to not be ordering it because he's had coffee.
Well, or the lab. You go to the lab, you go to Quest Labs, and I had this experience, and they said, are you fasting? And I said, I made the mistake of saying no, thinking it doesn't matter. And they said, well, we can't draw the blood then. And I said, did I say no? I meant I was fasting. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question.
I always get no and yes mixed up. It's like
laughter. I'm very confused. I'm very, very confused. Sorry. So I honestly, I tell patients, and I tell my patients, you don't have to be fasting. If they ask, just lie. So
right.
They look a little funny, but the lab is probably going to be the last one to change their protocol.
Exactly. Great. Thanks for bringing this to our attention, Mark. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.